Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town. Buckeye Country 94.3, Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today, and boy, are they special, Tim Ryan and Mike Fornatero with Buckeye Lake Winterfest as we get ready for a great time next Saturday. Sunny skies today, high right around 23. Cloudy tonight, and then for your Saturday. That's when the fun really gets started, Saturday evening. We've got some snow moving in. Winter storm warning goes into effect, as a matter of fact, Saturday morning. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to have a lot of fun and talk about Buckeye Lake Winterfest. And Joel, the 11th annual. Can you believe 11th?
I haven't felt the joy as many years as these two guys have. But, I mean, this will be, I think, my fourth year. And I'm telling you what, it's amazing. When I tell people that have never been to it, you're like, okay, there's 1,000 people in a parking lot. Why? And it's like to kick off the greatest weekend of the year, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mike, you're on record as saying, even at the very humble start of this 11 years ago, mm-hmm. you were a believer in it.
I was a believer. I really felt this would work. The Buckeye Lake region just loves a party. Mm. It's a little off Plum. They like that too. Not according to Hoyle. Yeah. I believed in this from the get-go, and it has just turned into be a great party at a time when people need it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's I think, part of it. I mean, my wife used to work in the restaurant business, and she said, like this weekend, there are people who hunker down and stay in, but there are people that are like, the worse it gets, the more they want to be out in it.
That's right.
The cold weather, you got a polar plunge, people are out milling around, you got fireworks. I mean, this is something that people embrace.
They absolutely embrace it. People are like, well, what about the weather? I was like, yeah, this is it. This ain't Summerfest, This is Winterfest, and people embrace the cold and the reason to get out and enjoy it. And, generally there's no playoff football. There's nothing going on. Let's get outside and have some fun with
Mike, there's
our
nothing
friends.
Going on a Saturday morning at 6:15 in the dead of winter, except for this wonderful event. Well, you're always doing something, Ryan. It doesn't matter.
Winterfest.
That's what I said, except for this event. Yeah. I mean, this is, there's this nothing is you say. You're not making any excuse to the wife, or the wife's not making any excuse to you, I got to go do this. No, you don't.
You can bring them.
None of that.
Why do that?
It's anniversary weekend, by the way, too.
We're going down Dave's rabbit hole on that.
That'll paint you a picture.
But I mean, really, it is. And I'm telling you, and then Joel, he says it. I said the same thing. I remember the first year, some folks were out there for the fireworks, but Benny the Bass and all that. Mm-hmm. And then every single year, that parking lot seems like you can't find somewhere. You see people parking down the road, walking down. They want to be a part of that experience.
Last year, there were people that walked across the lake.
Yep, that's right.
Well, they'll have that opportunity this year.
They walked across the water.
And they can do that again this year.
It's crazy.
It is pretty cool how people have embraced it. And being there, I mean, it does take all weekend. It starts Friday night. It goes all day Saturday. It goes Sunday with the polar plunge. But being there when the fireworks go off and Benny, everybody's chanting, take the bait. Spring can't wait. I mean, it's really cool. You got the Benny-ette dancers.
Benny-ettes will be
thing.
Dancing. Yes.
Yeah, the Benny-ettes.
Well, we got our own Winterfest song, too. I'm sure.
You hear it all the time here. You talk about, Tim, folks getting there early, and then all of a sudden the excitement starts to build. Right. When Mike starts pulling in that parking lot, and what's on the back side of that aquarium with Benny the Bass, it's fun anyway. But boy, does it really get going!
It really gets started then. So you're right, Dave. I mean, once you and I and Joel get up there, and we talk for 15 minutes or so, and people are really, they get excited when Joel and I are there, but then you show up and things kind of slow down. But then Mike comes in with the Benny Rotto and the Benny boat and Benny himself.
Benny Rotto?
Yeah, Benny
Rotto. Tell people what the Benny Rotto is.
Benny Rotto. That's our 1990 Silverado used to be. Now it's a Benny Rotto, completely wrapped, with Benny logos on it. We got a lot of sponsorship logos on it. But anyway, matching boat behind it, nice blue, white, and then we have Benny in the aquarium. And that's when things go crazy. Mm-hmm. Even with Dave up on the boat with us, people get really excited.
Benny the mascot.
And Benny the mascot. So that's
on
the
throne on top of the Benny
so
Rotto.
Benny the mascot and the Beniettes.
That's
will
what
be dancing to the Benny
that.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got it all. I mean, we got it all. I mean, if you have something to do, forget it. Come to Winterfest. I'm telling you. Kick each other out of bed and show up.
Oh, don't worry.
That
happens all the time for you and I, so don't worry. We always get kicked out of bed.
There's always a big thud.
Benny the Bass, again, for folks who are, hey, this sounds like it's a blast, let me go. How many minnows are you throwing in there? A bunch, because we all want that thing to eat it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we throw dozens of them. We have a vintage Italian ice bucket, silver ice bucket that the minnows are in, and we gently pour them into the water. He has 3 minutes to take a minnow. If he does, it's an early spring, and if he doesn't,
fish fry.
Yep, 6 more weeks of winter and a fish fry. Yes.
Has Benny ever not taken the minnow?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, the first couple of years we tried to feed him goldfish.
Right.
Turns out bass don't eat carp.
Y'all gonna have 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
Well, our fault.
Operator error.
The old boy's 11 years old, and he's still hanging in there. You know, he'll show up at the lake next Tuesday afternoon from his summer hibernation.
Yep.
I talked to him a couple of days ago.
Oh, I bet you have.
Seems in good spirits. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go. Earmuffs are out. He's a little upset with Joel's forecast for the coming weekend, but I think it'll be fine.
It's my forecast.
Yeah, and this is the thing, too. It doesn't matter. 20 below zero, 20 above. You're doing it. Get dressed. Be smart about it and get out there.
Yep.
Yep. That is a fact. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it ain't Summerfest. So, you know, you anticipate it being cold. You dress for it. And that's part of the half bubble off plum of the whole thing is that, you know, we do this in the winter on the last Saturday of January. And this year it's as late as it can be. It's the 31st.
Yep. Right. No doubt about it. And again, here's how I think of this. The more people that are there, the more you can huddle together and stay warm. Get to know your neighbor.
Well, you'll get in the middle.
You meet new friends. I mean, what the heck?
Well, we've heard stories, but I mean, the things that blow me away about it, there are people that like have family over near the East Coast and family out in the Midwest, and they meet at this event. Some people have actually purchased property because of this event.
That is a fact, and it sounds like a made-up thing, but that is
a
fact.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. And talked to somebody the other day, like, oh, yeah, my family's coming in from Michigan for Winterfest. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Well,
you talk about it, you know, mostly Central Ohio folks, but I imagine if you talk to people during the course of the weekend, you're probably getting close to all 50 states.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I told Joel this earlier. We've got a friend, Granville Concierge. He sent a bus up to Marysville last year, brought back 20-some people, toured them around the whole venue during the thing, took them back. You know, so it's everywhere. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's not according to Hoyle, and I can just tell you, get on the bus, Gus.
Yeah.
Come on out.
And that's sticking with that. I mean, and Mike, you and I talked about that's the best way to do it. If you can get a bunch of people together and get a bus for yourself, which I've done before, it's smart. You have a lot of fun. You meet some new people and have some fun there. And most importantly, it's the safest thing you can do.
When you get dropped off right at the front door and picked up right at the front door.
Right.
I mean, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing about it, we've been doing this for 11 years, and we can't do it without our sponsorships and our sponsors. And if I can, you know.
Absolutely.
Who's going to stop you, Ryan?
Yeah, so we've got.
What? I did.
You did stop him.
Fire away.
He was actually trying to think. Who can stop me?
Going to hold down the sneeze button.
Yeah, our bass sponsors this year, and some of these people have been with us for all 11 years. So Explore Licking County, been a sponsor forever. Buckeye Lake Marina, been from day one. North Valley Bank, Jerry's Fireworks, who used to be Homburg's Fireworks. They've done this every year for
And they put
us.
On a heck of a show.
Great show.
Heck of a show.
They do.
Lisa Stewart and Howard Hanna, the Lakes End serves all of your Carhartt needs, boots, whatever. The Buckeye Lake Anchors Away storage area, and a new sponsor this year, a brand new business that opened, which is North Shore Bait and Tackle Shop. Great wine selection, great beer selection, great people. So these sponsors, we can't do it without them. And then we have a lot of other sponsors, smaller ones, but this is what it's all about. And it's a community-driven thing, a region-driven thing. So can't do it without.
Well, big time buy-in. I mean, you know, we have a lot of fun when we talk about this, but I mean, you're clearly enthusiastic about it and you care about the region. I mean, that's what it's about, trying to get people tapped into the fact that Buckeye Lake is a happening place.
Well, I tell you what, along those lines, Joel, this will be the debut of the Buckeye Lake Region's Welcome Center.
Cool.
That is right on Walnut Road in the village of Buckeye Lake. So it's like right across from the spillway where the little bridge is in the village. This is a sneak peek. It'll be opened in April, around April through October. That's a cooperation between Visit Fairfield County, Escape to Buckeye Lake, and the Buckeye Lake Region Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to be for the full region. This isn't a Buckeye Lake Village Welcome Center. This is a welcome center for the entire region with information and to help people navigate the lake, navigate around the lake to all the different places.
Get on the bus. Gus.
Is there a certain bus company that you guys use?
Yeah, so Ohio Poverty Bus. David Fields has been doing this with us 10 years, probably 8 years.
Good local
something
guy.
Like that. Local guy. All different kinds of buses, different kinds of routes. Get on our Facebook page that's run by Andrea Blower. Click on it, tell you where the venues are, tell you where the bus is going to be, the whole nine yards. So, yeah.
It makes it really easy.
It's very easy. And you don't have to drive, park the car.
I'm with that.
Get on the bus.
Again, the safe thing and have a lot of fun.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Tim Ryan and Mike Fornatero with Buckeye Lake Winterfest. Sunny skies today, high right around 23. We probably hit that this morning, so going to drop a little bit throughout the day. Cloudy tonight, and then snow moves in late on Saturday. A winter storm warning goes into effect Saturday morning and runs all the way until Monday afternoon. So just keep that in mind. A lot of snow coming, but don't let that bother you. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that's on January 31st, Saturday. We'll have the Buckeye Lake Winterfest, 11th Buckeye Lake
11th, Winterfest. Yes. Yeah. Since 2015, we've been doing this.
Yeah, not bad at all. And then, you know, I folks all the time, well, does it cost me anything to go down there? Yeah, it just costs you getting up early. That's it.
That's right.
That's only thing it costs you. It didn't cost you anything to go down there.
That's right. You can't start your day unless you start it early, man. And it's the weekends to come out and have some fun with us.
Now, anything special this year for Buckeye Lake Winterfest? I know it's you guys have teamed with the state with the America's 250th. You got a lot of good things that way, right?
Well, happy birthday, America, and some of the fireworks display will key off of that. And then also this year, I mean, there are more venues like the art gallery in Hebron that's affiliated with Lulu's Coffee, and then there's art at the Millersport Coffee. There is Dockside Donuts with the decorating for the kids. The kids come in, they can decorate donuts. So there's a lot of things to do regardless of who you're doing them with. Check out BLRCC Winterfest on Facebook. It has all the little pins. You just click on the pin, and it shows you everything that's going on.
And talk about this cup, Tim. I mean, because it's not just something you just get and then leave it in the car.
Oh, no.
Take that thing to the bars with you in the restaurants, correct?
Yeah, so from year one, we've been doing the spatial tumblers. Once again this year, Tervis tumblers got our Benny logo on it, but also says, you know, happy 250th birthday, America. But those cups are available at a lot of our venues around the lake. So they're $15. You buy a cup, you get a drink, you go to the next venue, probably going to have a drink special there, whether it's a punch or, you know, heavy punch. But anyway, you can get a drink, and you can beg them to give you a discount because you already own the cup. So, you know, let's get on board. But, so the cups are always special. Everybody loves them. And they're back again, the Tervis tumbler. So,
and this one, like you said, it's cool because it says America's 250th on it.
Got the red, white, and blue around Benny, and happy birthday, America.
And then you said earlier, Tim, 55 different establishments will be
55
around
venues.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So one of the new venues, and Mike talked about this, you know, some family-friendly things for the kids and whatever, but a new place at Lake and outside of Millersport is called The Pines. And they're going to have a lot of things for young people, animals, and, you know, petting zoo and that kind of thing. So it's really cool. Really, really cool.
And you were saying, and I didn't know this, and as long as, Mike, you've been coming in, we've talked about this. You said there's some chainsaw stuff going on, too?
Oh, yeah. Some of the bars, and you'll see that as you go around and click on the different pins, they'll have chainsaw carvers there. And the one I'm thinking of specifically is the Port over in Thornport, and they always have chainsaw carvers. And this is nice stuff. I mean, what they're doing, they did a full-size Harley one year. I mean, chainsaw carved a
with
motorcycle.
With Benny on it.
Yes, with Benny on it. And they're, I mean, just cool stuff like that. And a lot of them will have bonfires. You can make s'mores, that sort of thing. But, yeah, the chainsaw carvers and other interactive art and artists will be taking place all around the lake. Mm-hmm. So check it out.
One of the cool things is a 51 Nutrition, which is also donuts, so that you can, the kids
Wait, hold on a minute.
I knew he was going
to. Hold on a minute.
Yes.
51 Nutrition and donuts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now you get any better than that.
If you're like Dave, you go both ways.
You can prove to yourself that you're really doing something special and then have a donut. But anyway, the kids can decorate their own donuts. Benny and I will be there on Saturday. Benny will struggle a little bit decorating because I don't know whether you guys know it or not, but fish don't have hands.
Makes it hard.
He'll figure something out. He'll spit some minnows all over the daggone donut, you know, and then, you know,
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, if that thing don't eat a minnow, I'm going to put some sprinkles on Benny and I'm going to fry him.
And listen, we'll throw in a dough ball.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bass eat dough balls?
Yeah, dough ball. Yeah. Bass will suck down that dough ball like crazy, man.
I got no problem with that. What? So this has gone off the rails. I mean, it took a little longer than usual.
The whole thing, though, I mean, you know, people, again, if you've never been there, you don't really understand how much fun and joy and passion and, you know, people really want to showcase this region. I mean, that's what I get. We know when I toured around and, you know, at the parking lot to the kickoff and all that stuff, it really is like, hey, this is something that we're proud of. This is something that we want people to enjoy because, you know, as people come through the spring, through the summer, through the fall, the party keeps going. It's just as much fun.
Ooh, yeah, it starts on January 31st and it ramps up from there. Yeah. You know, Buckeye Lake region loves a party, and for all ages. I mean, whether you're out tubing in the summer or whatever, it's a great area, and we welcome everyone to come out and enjoy it with us.
Right on.
Now, it gets underway on Friday. You got a little stuff going on Friday, and then Sunday is another great event that really benefits worthy causes.
The Polar Plunge at the Buckeye Lake Winery on the south side of the lake, actually going into their 12th year. They started 1 year before Winterfest. And this year, the pledges support the Fairfield County United Way. And it's crazy now that people are jumping in the lake. A lot of them are in costumes. And they do it safely. I mean, they clear out an area. They have first responders actually in the water. They have those inflatable suits on. So, but you still got to jump in that water. And if you're not going to jump into water, come out and watch him. Because and this year, you know, you'll be able to walk out on the ice.
Right.
So you'll be able to get right out to where they've cut the opening in the ice and watch this happen. Because the lake's frozen, and I don't think it's going to thaw.
No. Well, Dave can't get down on the ice.
Here's the thing.
Crack falling.
I can tell you this. I'm not going on that ice unless I know where he's at, because he would push me in. Nah. I'm not going anywhere near open water around Tim Ryan.
Polar Plunge, last year, the musicians Kiss were there. So they might show up again this year.
Very nice.
So you just never know. Celebrities are everywhere.
Yeah.
At Buckeye Lake. Listen.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, and he bought a house out there. But anyway, we started this 11 years ago. This is really important because Mike and the Chamber and everybody, Mike really came up with this idea. We thought he was goofy, but a few more drinks, it didn't sound too bad. But anyway, Buckeye Lake region, wintertime, slow for all of our businesses, for traffic, for tourism, for everything. We came up with this idea. We put it out there to help all of our region in the wintertime. And it's been spectacular. And that's once again, you know, the sponsorship, the venues, everybody throwing in and doing this, and that's what it's all about.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, really, you know, a lot of people, they'll hit the main drag, but go.
Go
other places. Right. Go check out what's down there. Learn something new, like I did earlier. I mean, it's all out there for you. And again, the folks are so accommodating. I mean, it is so much fun. You walk in, then you start hearing stories about, hey, didn't I see you in here 3 hours ago? Yeah. I'm coming back for more.
It is cool. If you want to come out and enjoy these places in the summer, you got to support them in the winter when they're open in the slow times. Right. So come on out and have some fun.
Yeah, all right. Hebron, for instance, this year we've got 6 venues in Hebron. On the main drag in Hebron, from one end of town to the other. Mm-hmm. Cups are available there. Cups are available everywhere. So
it's a great time. Come on. Yeah. Now, if people don't get up early and they don't go see Benny the Bass, you got plenty of opportunity to see him because you're going to have him parked again, correct?
Yeah, he'll be out in front of the Buckeye Lake Brewery Chef Shack. The Benny Rotto and the aquarium boat will be parked there with Benny the Bass. And he's become the selfie king of the weekend because everybody stops, gets their selfie taken with him. And, you know, there's a Benny the Bass mural also in the village of Buckeye Lake. Right when you come around the curve where 79 goes from 4 lanes to 2, there's a beautiful mural there with Benny the Bass, and that's become another popular selfie spot.
Well, I'm telling you, I know for a fact, because hard to believe that I'm either at Chef Shack at some point or Buckeye Lake Brewery at some point. It's amazing. I mean, people are lined up to take pictures with Benny the Bass. So kudos to whoever came up with that. I mean, I'm thinking about maybe I'll sit out there one day and say, it's a buck. That's a buck. Right here. Give me a dollar. See, I can do it. I can make some money while I'm down there. But it is such a great time. Your favorite part, is it just that morning, Tim, to get everything kicked off? Yeah. I don't think you need any reason to be fun, but I'm...
No, it's a blast. I mean, it's, you know, waking up and thinking, oh, man, I got to walk, you know, 500 yards or whatever it is from the house to there at 7 degrees, 10 below, wind chill, you know, you're like, really? But then I see Dave and Joel already there, the station's set up, the music's getting ready to roll, and it's like, oh boy, this is, get it on.
Party's
on. Get it on now, party
on. It is
on,
a true party atmosphere. And again, folks, it kind of starts a little slow, and then you watch it build, and then when they come in with Benny the Bass, it is just something else. And the places around, they all have their own, you mentioned special drinks or stuff that, correct? Yeah, they've got, you know, food items and stuff. Go out, and it's you can spend, I mean, you
coffee
can spend
stout
the whole day
at the brewery.
Yep.
Coffee stout.
Oh, that's actually really good. That's usually an every year thing. Yeah.
You put a bobber in that?
You can put a bobber in it.
I wouldn't put a bobber in that one.
No, I wouldn't.
You're talking about the bobber in that, not in the coffee stout.
No, I would not do that in that.
No.
The first time I was ever down there, we were down there with Jennifer and Sean McDonald, president of Lincoln County Chamber of Commerce. And I walked in. I said, "What is in your glass?" And they said, "You got to get a beer with a bobber in it." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And they told me, I thought, this is the dumbest thing. Oh, that barber, that barber is pretty good.
Yeah, so Benny loves a beer with a bobber on it. The problem is that every once in a while we sneak a hook in there, and we hook the little
booger.
Yeah.
I thought that was it, Riley. Yeah. I thought he was going.
Get ready. Well,
get on the button.
Tom's not here for the button, is he? Yeah, right. He's out of town.
Yeah, no, but it is so much fun to hit all these different places and see all these things. And again, we're having fun. But safety, Mike, you and I talk. I mean, again, mm-hmm. It goes back to the buses, but you can do any. I mean, you can Uber any. But again, let's remember, it's all about having fun but being safe.
Let's be responsible adults and keep this thing going forever. And we can do that by being responsible adults and either using Uber or one of the buses. And you can find that information also on the Winterfest Facebook page. Don't be that guy. You know, let's all have fun. And everything is in place for that to be fun for everyone. Or get a designated driver, you know, and enjoy yourself. Or walk across the lake from place to place.
Walk across the lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get a designated driver if his name's Tim Ryan. That's all I'm going to say.
That doesn't really work.
No, there's no driving by Tim Ryan that day. No.
Yeah, but it is a great time.
Yeah. So, you know, the other thing, you talk about safety. So we'll have EMS and everybody available at the park, you know, our safety people and our police department. Same thing, Millersport EMS and fire and safety are on alert. Same thing on West Licky and so forth. So there's a lot of help. If anybody needs help, it's available. All the communities are on board with this. It's just fantastic. So
and the fireworks, as you mentioned, go off about what time?
7:03.
Yeah.
7:03.
It's cool. If you've forgotten that there's something going on, we're going to wake you up and remind you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, it is kind of different to start your morning with fireworks.
Yeah.
They shoot them off over the lake. You've got the sun just starting to rise on the east side, so that's a backdrop. It's beautiful. I mean, the fireworks alone are worth getting up that early and being there.
Well, you guys do a little fireworks show in the 4th of July, I believe, too.
Oh,
these are pretty dang good.
These are company.
Yep.
For Blast, which is July 3rd. It's one of the largest privately funded, it might be the largest privately funded fireworks display in the state of Ohio, because Blast is not supported by any individual community. It's all businesses and individuals in the area, and my wife is the chair, so you know, she's done a great
job. A Fornotero worth her salt.
that's right
You go, Mama Fornotero.
my that hurt your feeling?
Not much.
No, really.
I considered the source.
Yeah.
All right, real quick again, how do folks want information on this? What's the best thing to do?
BLRCC Winterfest. Everything's there.
Yep, and the Facebook page? Is that it?
Yeah, that's the Facebook page. And BLRCC, that's Buckeye Lake Region Chamber of Commerce.
There you go.
So BLRCC Winterfest on Facebook.
And our one of our Winterfest committee members is Aunt Andrea Blower, and she runs the Facebook page, and she's in studio today.
And she's smart and hasn't said a word. She don't want to be associated with the four of us at all.
You know, I mean, she even drove separate, so.
She did.
Pretty
she's
smart.
She's also on the blast board for the fireworks.
Again, that's why it goes off so well. Your wife and Andrea. You keep you
that's
two
it.
Out of it.
Right.
That's
don't
it.
Anything
yeah.
near it. It's just keep you two out of it. Well, guys, as always, it's a lot of fun having you in. We joke in that, but it is a great time. Get down there on Saturday, January 31st. Joel and I will be down there, and we'll be playing music early, get everybody warmed up. And, well, as best we can, get everybody warmed up. It'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Benny the Bass coming in, and then that thing better eat a minnow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing better eat a minnow. That's all we can say.
And we joke about this, about a fish fry, but as far as I know, we haven't had a fish fry, so take the bait. Listen, and the other thing, we want to just thank WNKO and 101.7 and the country station. You guys have been great to us, and we're glad to be partnered with you, so appreciate
it. Feeling is mutual,
100%. A lot of fun. So get out there. Again, check out the website, check out the Facebook. Check out the Facebook. Boy, am I glad I turned his mic down before he said that. Man, am I glad I did that. Check out the Facebook page and the website, Buckeye Lake Winterfest 2026, 11th annual Buckeye Lake Winterfest.